This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center is taking the day off, so I get to do my own producing today. So if you hear a lot of dead air, glitches, problems, situations, that's because I'm doing the producing all by myself this morning. But the following is going to go well. We have on the news line with us now Olivia Oden, who is the Stigma Reduction and Education Coordinator at the United in Recovery Group. They have an event this week that we got to talk about, and we also want to talk about their general mission and the work that they do all the time. So, Olivia, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be with you today.
Well, I do appreciate it. I think there's so much to talk about United in Recovery. You know, we've been talking about the pandemic so much, so we kind of took our other big crisis off the front burner for a while, but we really want to pay some attention to this. We're still talking about 10 overdose deaths in Pennsylvania every single day. We're still talking about really widespread addiction problems that the whole community is trying to help with. So let's talk about what United in Recovery is, first of all, and then we'll talk about tomorrow's event.
Definitely. So unfortunately, those 10 overdoses have risen to 13 overdoses in Pennsylvania a day. So that just speaks to that silent epidemic that we're experiencing along with the COVID epidemic. So our program started a couple years ago to face that epidemic that we're seeing within the region. The opioid epidemic really has affected families, loved ones, essentially any people from any walk of life is affected by substance use disorder. So we came together underneath the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, as well as our Columbia Montour United Way, to create a 5-county coalition. We've brought community partners, people from legislative and government together to sit on these opioid coalitions and really work on projects that either reduce the stigma of substance use disorder, create prevention programs within schools with the youth and the community. Essentially, our number one goal is to prevent overdoses in our region.
And sort of explain the day-to-day activities as you go about making this prevention and really helping to spread awareness, too.
Yes. Well, we wear many hats. One of our big projects is doing presentations and training, whether that's on recovery-friendly workplaces in the community or stigma reduction or a lot of presentations within the medical field, trying to assess and reduce that stigma of healthcare practitioners. We also organize really great events for the recovery community. We are also our recovery support organization. So when you're in early recovery, it's really hard to be social, especially with bars and alcohol being so normalized in our region. So we want to support that recovery community and create safe places where folks can come and enjoy a sober-free time.
When you say recovery friendly, that's kind of a deep term now. Explain exactly how that might be, just sort of at the home or in the workplace or elsewhere in the community.
Yeah, I mean, recovery really speaks to every aspect of life. When you have substance use disorder and you start your recovery journey from early recovery, you really have to look at every basic need within your life, whether it's a social need, transportation, in the medical realm. You really have to re-examine your life, and you need that support system to go on, because when you were actively using, you had a whole different life. So we just want to create those safe spaces for folks to come together to create a sense of community for folks who are seeking a new way of life, essentially.
And this is an opportunity, really, for people to maybe take a moment and think, okay, there are some people around here not directly affected by the addiction issue, the opioid problem, or maybe some of the alcohol issues that exist. But still, members of the community get an opportunity to participate in making sure that we have this recovery-friendly workspaces, friendly
yep.
places, safe spaces, as you so. So maybe just a moment of personal reflection might aid at times here.
Speaking on the recovery-friendly workplaces, there are almost 900,000 folks living in recovery in Pennsylvania. So there are friends, there are neighbors, and most importantly, there are employees. So creating that safe space within the workplace allows people to, you know, jump on a meeting. AA and NA meetings now are virtual, so you can take that time away from work just to go to a meeting if you need to. Essentially, it's similar to having to leave for a doctor's appointment. You know, we want to reduce that stigma within the workplace.
All right. You have an event tomorrow that involves Narcan. Explain what you're doing, what you're giving away, how that's going to work.
Definitely. So we're really excited about this event. It starts tomorrow, the 12th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Union County Resource Center, which is at 480 Hayford Road in Lewisburg. We've partnered with Union County Adult Parole and Probation, Gaudenzia, CMSU, which is our single county authority for substance use disorder and mental health. They serve Columbia Montour Snyder Union, as well as Evangelical Community Hospital, to distribute Narcan, which is commonly known as naloxone. It's the opioid overdose reversal medication that has one role. It's to save lives and reverse an overdose. So members of the community can come to this event. It's a drive-through style. So they can drive through, pick up their naloxone, as well as resources for addiction, treatment, housing, childcare from local organizations. It's a really great event. We've seen so many overdoses within the past couple months due to COVID. And with the holidays coming up, data shows that overdoses do rise as well. So anyone can come by, pick up these kits, and then drive safely away as we are social distancing.
Some folks like to observe that giving away naloxone would increase overdoses. I mean, in their view, or, you know, maybe some people just need to take responsibility for their actions without any free life-saving drugs around. These are kind of common pushbacks. What's your reaction when you hear those? What do you say?
So that is a very common school of thought. With naloxone, in my opinion, it has one purpose, and it's to save that person's life. We know substance use disorder is a disease, and it unfortunately manifests in compulsive actions, such as stealing and actions that people would think are moral issues, but we know it's a biological disease. So when we give away naloxone, we do hear a lot of pushback, but essentially it's about saving those lives. And then there is a phrase, you can't recover if you're dead. Unfortunately, it's very grim, but, you know, we save the lives. And then we can get that person more access to resources, and hopefully we can talk to them and get into treatment. So it's essentially about saving lives. I cannot reiterate that enough.
And somebody else posted on our social media when we talked about the Narcan giveaway, said, oh, wow, I'm having trouble affording my insulin. Where's the insulin giveaway?
That would be wonderful. Unfortunately, we have to look at the insurance companies for that. Why is insulin so expensive? Insulin is an assisted therapy, while naloxone is an emergency drug. Unfortunately, right now, diabetes is an epidemic. I mean, so many folks do suffer from diabetes, but we see overdoses on the rise, and that's why organizations throughout the state are trying to give this naloxone away for free. So I am extremely sympathetic. I understand.
And we know Narcan works. You know, you can talk to any number of individuals, and it's a tough row for some folks, and maybe Narcan has helped them on more than one occasion. But we know lots of folks who are alive today because Narcan was there. We know lots of emergency responders and men and women on the front line, police and other law enforcement and so on, are utilizing Narcan to make sure they have it on hand. This is one of the effective ways to really help sort of our whole community survive. Mm-hmm. I guess sort of help put it in perspective that really Narcan's become one of the tools that's part of our community's help chest to make sure that we're, you know, pulling for everybody who struggles.
Yeah, exactly. It's just another tool in the toolkit. I mean, this epidemic has become so prevalent in our community that unfortunately we do have to do these giveaways. You know, we do have to get the Narcan in the hands of folks who do need it.
Repeat, if you would, please, the Narcan giveaway tomorrow and the way to contact United in Recovery.
Yes, So our event is tomorrow at the Union County Resource Center, 480 Hayford Road in Lewisburg. It starts at 3 and it goes till 6. It's a drive-through style, so folks can drive through the parking lot, pick up their naloxone, talk to some folks on training, as well as grab some resources for the community. And then if anyone wants more information, we do have a number. It's area code 570-380-0043, and you can find us on Facebook at United in Recovery Columbia Montour.
All right, United in Recovery Columbia Montour on Facebook, unitedinrecovery.org. We really appreciate all your help and information. Anything else to add that maybe we didn't explain or talk about?
I'm just really happy that you let me on the show today and explain our event, because we're trying to do our little part in the community to help with this.
Oh, as are we. So there you go. So we're teaming up. Thank you so much. I very much appreciate your help. Thanks for all you're doing. And thank you to the rest of the folks at United in Recovery for your efforts. Thanks for checking in today.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. That is Olivia Oden, Stigma Reduction and Education Coordinator at United and Recovery. Again, you can contact them at unitedinrecovery.org. The Narcan giveaway is tomorrow from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Union County Resource Center at 480 Hafer Road in Lewisburg.